A season of plays with a taste for the afterlife, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. An assortment of zombies, ghosts, and spirits are coming to UK's Guignol Theatre this season. And here with a spine-tingling, we hope, preview are the chair of the theatre department, Nancy Jones, and also director Russell Henderson. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning.
To help us get in the spirit, Nancy, tell us what some of the shows are that we can expect to see this season at the UK Theatre.
This season we have a really exciting and fun array of productions for the community and especially for our UK students. But we open our season with an original play. It's only been done once or twice in the country, and it's called Zombie Town, a documentary play. And with the popularity of zombies right now, I think the audience is going to be particularly interested in this. We promoted it about a week ago at the Lexington Scarefest. And we caught a lot of zombies in our peripheral vision. So I think we're going to have a lot of enthusiasm about that show. And that's followed quickly on the heels by our holiday performance, which is A Christmas Carol, which we haven't done in our theater for over a dozen years. And we found a really interesting adaptation of that script. And it's going to be directed by none other than Lexington legend Beth Kirshner, who was formerly the artistic director of the Woodford Theater. And she has just cast that play. We've got a terrific cast and a lot of local children in that play as well. So that's going to be really fun in December. And we come back after the holidays to open our winter season with our dance concert. This is our third annual dance concert, which celebrates our very new dance minor program. We have four guest choreographers from across the country in that performance, which is in January. And one of those guest choreographers includes Nan Giordano from the Giordano Dance Company in Chicago. So that's going to be quite exciting to see her set a piece on our dancers. That is followed quickly by Eurydice by Sarah Ruhl, a very popular contemporary play about the afterlife and the underworld, going along with our theme for the season. And our final show of the season is a big, splashy musical called Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which a lot of people know about, Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical. And we are doing that for the first time ever at the Lexington Opera House. So we've got a really big, crowd-pleasing season this year. Our students are loving it, and I think our audience is going to love it, too.
Russell, you're going to be directing both the opening show and the closing show this season. So tell us, first of all, about Zombie Town. This is a documentary play? Explain that to me.
The play is actually a parody of Moises Kaufman's The Laramie Project, in that it follows the course of a very earnest theater troupe from San Francisco descending on a small Texas town where there's been a zombie apocalypse, essentially. And they document through verbatim technique what the individuals of the town experienced during those horrific days in Harwood. The actors play multiple roles, and of course, there are the ever-present zombie chorus that exists within the piece. So it's a lot of fun, and it's not dependent on your knowing the source material to having a very good time.
It sounds like quite an interesting approach, something like a documentary version of what's already sort of a documentary, The Blair Witch Project.
Exactly, exactly.
But with zombies.
With zombies, absolutely. We're way past witches now.
And so that opens the season, and then coming up in April, I know it's a long way away, but what can we expect to see with Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat?
Well, that's a terrific show. It's Andrew Lloyd Webber at the beginning of his career, and he uses a whole range of theater and musical genres to tell the biblical story of Joseph and his coat of many colors. So it ranges from rock and roll to standard kind of Broadway fare to Paris bistro music, country and western. It's got something for everybody. It's a terrific show. I directed a production of it many years ago here. And I'm really looking forward to it because we're going to be using the children's chorus in it that we did not use in the previous production. So that's really going to be wonderful to integrate that into this piece.
And we'll put the link to the complete season on our website. But Nancy Jones, before we go, tell us where we can get tickets.
The first four shows of our season are available at the Singletary box office, and that is, of course, 257-4929. And tickets for Joseph will be available through Ticketmaster, and that is 233-3535.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Our guests on UK Perspectives have been Nancy Jones and Russell Henderson of UK's Theatre Department. Our complete UK Perspectives interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.